Time for us to check sports. That means it's time to bring in Mike Conzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, now what type of air fryer do you have?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the name of it is.
Is it the one that's in glass, or is it all in
plastic? It's all covered up.
Okay, yeah. Aren't they great?
Poof.
You can't screw up. You really can't.
It's amazing.
When did you get it?
I got it from Christmas. My good friend gave it to me. He had one. He told me how good it was, and he surprised me with one on Christmas, but he told me about a month before we were getting it, but it's unbelievable.
It really is.
I put a piece of steak in there last night. It came out unbelievable, like butter.
Did you make the steak with the fries?
Yeah. I kind of figured it out a little bit. Yeah. The fries needed more cooking time than the steak.
Yep.
So I threw them in there first, and this way the oven was preheated. And I said, how long do I need it to get this temp, to get it this cooking condition? He told me, and bam, it was unbelievable.
Is it the Power Fryer XL?
Nah, I don't know what it is. I really don't. It doesn't even say on the box what it is.
I've got one, and it's truly amazing. I tell everybody those. You go to the restaurants, and for those big steak fries, you pay like $6 or $7 for a quartered potato.
You just cut up a potato yourself, stick it in there, and see you later.
It's unbelievable.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it really is.
You could bake stuff with it. It's a TriStar air fryer. That's all I know.
All right. Well, they really are great, Ed.
Oh, then you just pop the thing out and put a little soap in it. Let it soak for 5 minutes. Wipe it down with a sponge, and it's all cleaned up. No smell, no nothing. It's the best thing in the world, especially for a single guy.
That's what I found out about it when I got it. You didn't have to eat up a whole oven. You didn't have to go to the stovetop. You just popped it in there, and it's done in half the time.
Yeah, and it's just unbelievable, man. I don't know what I'm going to make tonight, but I'm going to experiment with something else.
Oh, you could make some good fried chicken in there too.
Yeah, I already made wings. Wings New Year's Eve. They were unbelievable. And this is all the preparation you had to do: open the package and stick them in the basket and shut the door.
That's it. All right. So now I look at the story and I say to myself, yeah, I know he's coming to the end of his career, okay? There's no doubt about it, Eli. There's no doubt about it. But the Giants say that they're not yet ready. Well, not the Giants, their general manager. He's not yet ready, really, to commit to Eli yet. But now they're going to commit to Odell Beckham. Now, here's my problem with Odell now.
Big problem with that.
Well, there's 2 years in a row now where he missed the last five games of this season. He missed almost all of last season. When you have 1 year where you have an injury, that's one thing. Where you have 2 years back-to-back where you miss a majority of games, that's another thing. And you know what? The Giants, without Odell Beckham, were in every game they played, and they played the Eagles, they played the Cowboys. They were in every game. That's a big eye-opener. That's a big eye-opener. It should be for the Giants.
Yeah, they don't need him.
They were in.
What's he worth on the open market to improve your team as to what is he valued to you as being on your team?
They were in every game without him. Every single game.
And I have to question his guts, because were these injuries, or were these injuries because the Giants were 5-8, or the Giants were 3-8, or whatever they were at the time when he decided not to play anymore? That's what I want to know.
The Giants
with these phantom injuries where we're not going anywhere, so I'm not playing anymore.
The Giants were 4-4 the last eight games of the season without him. They played the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, the Baltimore Colts, all teams that made the playoffs, by the way, might I remind you.
And they scored a lot of points in
all
of
them. They scored a lot of points, and they lost every single game.
Because of their defense.
In the last minute.
Yep.
So the Giants should really look at this and say to themselves, wait a second here. We were in every game the last half of the season. We scored points. And you know what? We were playing playoff teams.
Well, this brings me back to 4 years ago when the Rangers were without Lundqvist for about 75% of the season. And they had Talbot play in all the games. And he had a tremendous year. And like you said, you're competitive without supposedly your best player. So do you really need your best player? The Rangers didn't pull the trigger on that. They let Talbot go, and we all know how that song's finishing up. Here's an opportunity for the Giants to do the same type of thing. You need a new quarterback. If you can trade Beckham to, well, the worst team in football, if they can take that for your first-round pick, if it's feasible to get a Mayfield type of quarterback where you instantly change your team, the Giants have to pull the trigger on that.
Not only that.
I don't think that's the case this year, but if they can get rid of Beckham for an offensive line or a stud defensive linebacker and lineman, you got to make the deal.
Here's what all they have to do, if they can get rid of Beckham to somebody, and they can trade up in the draft, because they're number five, which say they can add, it doesn't even have to be a pick above theirs. It has to be a pick around theirs, which say they get two second rounders and one first rounder from a team, okay? They right now, there's no quarterbacks out there for them right now.
No.
So, you know what? You build your offensive line. You build your offensive line right now. And then hopefully next year you got some quarterbacks that come out. But you know what also you do? You increase your cap for next year by getting rid of $90 million.
There's only one problem. The other GMs in the league aren't stupid. Are they going to take this guy?
I think some teams will take him. I do. I absolutely think so.
I know one that might take him.
Who?
The guys with the stars on their hat.
They'll
take anybody.
They will take anybody.
The Giants will get highly criticized for trading them to the Cowboys, but you know, if you could sneak a spy into the other players' camp where they're going to sabotage it from inside, you know, how could you not do it? And if anybody's going to sabotage a team unintentionally, it's going to be him.
And how about the Jets? They've got a quarterback, but they don't have many receivers. And they've got a high draft pick, a higher draft pick than the Giants.
Well, they have a potential quarterback.
Yeah.
They don't have a quarterback yet.
Well, anyways, I looked at that story, so I said, you know what? Just sit there and look at this. 4-4. Beckham didn't play. They were in every game. And you know what? Get one more year out of Manning. Put some guys in front of him. No, you're not going to the Super Bowl next year. You're not going to the Super Bowl for a couple of years, 3 or 4 years. Start building that offensive line and then add the other stuff after that and get room on the salary cap.
Well,
seems to make sense to me.
The Miami Dolphins said that in 1984.
Yeah, but you know what? It seems to make sense to me. But
it's a different league now. I mean, you could be a bum, and in 2 years you're in a Super Bowl, and in 2 years after that you're a bum again. That's the way this league's run now.
All right. Well, where else do we want to go in sports?
You know, there's going to be two wide receivers I think that could be available. Antonio Brown's got to go.
Yep.
You can't keep him in Pittsburgh. If you keep him in Pittsburgh, you're going to lose the whole team. I think they should give two buses going out of Pittsburgh, one with the coach, one with the wide receiver, and time to fix this team and get them going in the right direction again. And the guy they have to hire is McCarthy. If they don't do that, the Steelers are just spinning their wheels.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you know, and if you look at the first round of the draft, the quarterbacks that are available, they're good quarterbacks, but I don't think they're suitable quarterbacks for the Giants. So I just don't know what the Giants are going to do. But well, it'll be interesting to see. People are saying that they take Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State. I don't think they would. I don't think they would. But who knows? I could be wrong about that.
You never know.
Yeah. Hey, I have to credit this. It's not really sports, but it is sports, and it's a guy who impacted wrestling probably more than 90% of the wrestlers.
Mean Gene.
Mean Gene Okerlund passed away at the age of 76.
Yep.
He was the best. His interviews were the best. They were just staged perfection. And if you met the guy, and I did meet him once, he was an absolute great guy.
I used to watch him on Saturday morning.
Mean Gene. He made Hulk Hogan famous with those interviews.
Yeah, of course.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh, that was so funny.
Unbelievable. So rest in peace.
With Elizabeth.
I mean, that's right. Me and Gene Okerlund. I remember when Randy Savage had to give her away in marriage because he lost a match.
Right, yeah, remember that?
Mean Gene was really, really, really upset.
That was fun stuff.
Well, anyways, so we miss. You know, there's no good personalities like that really left around. He's part of a bygone era, but rest in peace, Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yep.
All right, Mike.
Hey, you know who else rest in peace?
Who?
Our friend, the Ranger goalie.
What happened now?
How many Pittsburgh beat him 7-2, oh. And he gave up 6.
Oh.
18 shots, 6 goals. And you want to add insult to injury?
Yeah.
He's on the All-Star team.
What's his goals against average?
It's not good.
Unbelievable.
Not good. Not good. And here is another. His goals against average, they don't even have it in here. Another thing, Ovechkin says he's tired. He doesn't want to play in the All-Star game or the festivities or whatever. You know, they won the Stanley Cup last year. They went deep. And there's not a lot of rest time when you win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
The NHL says, okay, you don't want to participate. You have to sit out one regular season game. Are you kidding me?
Amazing. How stupid.
Are you nuts?
How stupid, yeah.
That's, I mean, with legalized gambling now,
yeah.
You're telling the team that they can't play with their best player, one of the best players in the league? Holy smoke.